This is KUT. An increase in immigration enforcement and proposed policies from President Donald Trump may be taking a toll on businesses that rely on an immigrant workforce. Some in Austin's construction community say undocumented workers don't feel safe reporting to work. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
On Tuesday night, about 20 construction workers and their families gathered for a community meeting in the Windsor Park area. The goal was to get some clarity on the recent changes to immigration policy. There, I met Felix. He came to Austin from Mexico about 16 years ago.
Yo soy Felix, trabajo en construcción.
Felix didn't want to give me his full name because he's undocumented. He says he and other undocumented workers feel afraid of being deported.
Sí, sí, en realidad, nosotros como trabajadores de construcción.
Felix says he's still been going to work, but he doesn't feel like he has much of a choice since he's the chief breadwinner of his family. At Tuesday's meeting, Felix and other workers shared their concerns, asked questions, and got a chance to learn about their legal rights. Jose Garza is the executive director of the Workers' Defense Project, the advocacy group that organized the meeting. He says policy changes made by the Trump administration have ramped up uncertainty about the priorities for immigration enforcement.
What we have done is to make sure that the entire community here in Austin is aware of their rights, that they know that they have a right to remain silent, and we want everyone to know that regardless of their immigration status, they have access to certain rights under our Constitution.
The Workers' Defense Project estimates that 50% of construction workers in Texas are undocumented. If they're afraid to show up to work, it could have a big effect on Texas businesses. Phil Thoden is president of the Austin chapter of the Associated General Contractors. He says among local builders, there's been a mixed response.
I heard the range from, we haven't seen any change, to seen a few people not coming, but work is still proceeding as normal. But then I heard a couple of people, sort of like through the grapevine saying, oh yeah, it had a real big impact.
For now, most of what we know is anecdotal. Thoden thinks it's too soon to say whether recent immigration enforcement actions are slowing down construction overall. Saida Hassan, KUT News.